listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Friday to you. You made it through the week. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And we are, well, damn it, now we're about 24 hours away from the Final Four. The start of the Final Four as we crown a national champion in basketball on Monday in San Antonio, Texas. Of course, we got a lot to get into. We'll talk about the games that will take place tomorrow. Matter of fact, we're going to bring on an expert. This is one of the biggest college basketball hoops fans, freaks, hosts, an analyst that I know. His name is Deshaun Tate from Tate's Talks Hoops. He'll be here with us next hour to talk about the tournament. Last night, Ja Morant thinks he's anybody with a gun. Name a cartoon character. Quick Draw McGraw. He thinks he's everybody. Ja Morant got fined by the NBA today. Good for him. I'm going to get into that. A lot of the responses to that irritate me. Apparently, Travis Hunter not working out at Colorado. Feels very comfortable about where he's going to get drafted. Talk about Luka Doncic. This man is slumping. Shout outs to all my folks in Baltimore. The city of Baltimore is suing both FanDuel and DraftKings. What a world. Alexander Ovechkin, not too far from Baltimore. Ovechkin is 3 goals away from having more goals than anyone in NHL history. Lamar Jackson, Baltimore related as well. He got a beef with Dale Earnhardt Jr.? What the heck could they possibly be beefing about? I will tell you. And of course, at the end of the show, we'll go through a few things that took place this day in sports history. Hey, you want to be a part of the show? You can. It's easy. We got a phone number. It's a new phone number. And it works. You want to call me? It is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Friday before Final Four weekend. Here in Atlanta is 404 day. People are celebrating everything Atlanta all over the city. You can't miss it. The Braves got their home opener. Maybe they'll actually win a game here in Atlanta for once. They've decided to start the season with 0 victories after getting smacked around by the Padres and then also the Dodgers. But anyway, those are losers. We're going to get into some winners. And even before we do that, I don't know where Ja Morant falls in this. I don't know if it's a matter of too much hubris or he's being a jerk and he's having to pay for that. We'll get into that in a second. A big shout out and thank you to our producer helping to hold things down today in New York City, Nick Theodoro. Nick, how are you, man? You doing well? You been good?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. Ready for the Final Four. I'm watching the Yankees beat the Pirates, so life is good right now.
That's a beautiful. The Yankees have already they're already playing on Friday.
Yeah, they're playing right now. They had an early game today.
What the heck?
It's already the bottom of the fifth, and they're winning 7-1.
What time did they start the game? When was first pitch?
It was around like 4, I think 4:30 maybe.
Baseball has all these weird start times. I get it. It's Friday. Are the Yankees playing at home or are they in Pittsburgh?
No, they're in Pittsburgh.
What the heck is going on in Pittsburgh? They got a startup. And that's central time as well. I don't know. That's 3 o'clock start time in Pittsburgh. I don't know. And shout outs to everybody in Pittsburgh. Those fans in Pittsburgh for the Pirates, they are some real diehards. I love Pittsburgh. They got some good food. Put some weight on your bones, meat on your bones. They also have got a good whiskey bar out there in Pittsburgh.
Never been to their stadium, though. I hear it's really, really nice.
PNC is beautiful. Everything over there at the Rivers intersection, that whole area is pretty nice.
Is there any stadium you haven't been to, MLB?
Oh, there's plenty of stadiums.
Which ones?
I don't know. A lot?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't been to a lot of them either.
I haven't been to that dump.
I bet you've been to more than I have.
Maybe. I haven't been to that dump. I'm trying to think of where I've been. Okay, so I'm just trying to geographically think about this, okay? I've been up in Fenway. I've been to Citi Field in Yankee Stadium. I've been at PNC out in Pittsburgh. I have not been to I want to call it the Vet, whatever they call it, Bank National, whatever the hell the Phillies play. I haven't been there. I've been to the Nats place a bunch of times, but the casino, never to go inside. What comes after that? I don't know. Here in Atlanta, a million times, it's 15 minutes from me here in the middle of the city.
Another beautiful stadium over there.
Oh, Truist Park, you've been?
No, I haven't, but it looks good on TV.
It looks nice. It's all right. Listen, man, I don't want to be a jerk, but once you make a stadium, once you've been in one, I can't say you've been in them all. It's a modern place. I've been in the one in Arizona, whatever that place is called, Chase Field. I've been there a couple of times. I've never been to Dodger Stadium. I've been to Safeco. Yeah, I've been up in Safeco. It has a new name probably now. I don't know what the hell they call that. Globe Life, I think I've been to. No, I don't know. You're making me really think about all this stuff, Nick. I don't know. I've been to the one in Houston. Yeah, is it Houston? No. Globe Life, one of them two I've been to. I don't remember.
They changed the name so many times, it's hard to keep up.
Yeah, but I can tell the difference between Dallas and Houston. I'm trying to remember which one I've been to. I don't remember. I've been to Comiskey, whatever they call it now. I think garbage rate field, guaranteed rate field. I've been to Wrigley. Yeah, you know what? Now that you ask me, Nick, I have. I've been to more than I've ever realized. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, wow. I'm like, I haven't been to that many. I'm over here going across the country. I'm like, I've been in a lot of them. Damn. There's not one that I want to go to, though. Let's put it that way. What's that trash can they got in Miami? I don't want to go there. The one with no roof in Tampa, it's not currently functional. I don't want to go there. Oakland A's, they don't got a place. They're hitchhiking in Sacramento right now. Beginning of the baseball season. There's actually a very good friend of mine. Shout outs to Mr. Bloom. He goes and has been to every stadium imaginable. Like, he does it on purpose. That's his thing. He wants to visit every ballpark in America. And I'm going to text him in a second. I'm going to tell him, hey, man, I just talked about you on the radio. But you got a ballpark that you want to go to, Nick?
Well, of course, Dodger Stadium, I would say, because okay. You know, it's in L.A. Looks really nice. Like I mentioned before, Pittsburgh seems nice. You know, not really too many that are on my bucket list.
Pittsburgh and Los Angeles.
Yeah, those are the two I can think of right now.
Not too bad. And good deal on both. Yeah, L.A., there's a lot to do out there. And then Pittsburgh is... Downtown area of Pittsburgh is kind of sort of walkable. And they got that little train tram thing out there, too. So shout outs to everybody in Pittsburgh. And shout outs to all my folks at Point Park University in downtown Pittsburgh. And good luck to the Braves. They're getting ready to try to win a baseball game if they got enough healthy talent to go out there and do so. You know what? Let's get this out the way, because I want to talk about some positive things. I want to get into what we got going on with the Final Four. I want to talk about Florida. Obviously, we had David Lee, former New York Knick and Florida Gator. He joined us on the show yesterday. This man, Ja Morant. Ja Morant. Yeah, the gun guy. That's what he is. I say Ja Morant, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Guns. That's it. Because he is the guy who was at a strip club and decided to flash his guns on social media, on Instagram Live. This is a guy who's eligible for like a $250, $300 million contract, and he wants to flash guns at a strip club. This is the man who was basically warned and punished by the NBA. Suspended. 8 games. And then was flashing guns on the internet again. The NBA then said, we're going to suspend you for 25 games. This is a couple of seasons ago. And in the process, this man, he got taken off of commercials. Nike halted the sale of his shoes, the release of his new shoe. He lost between $50 and $70 million. You would think that he would have learned his lesson. And it's not that Ja Morant is waving around guns on social media in Memphis like he's, like he's Scarface. This man allegedly was with a group of individuals who flashed a gun in the back of an arena after a game. Come on now. NBA didn't find enough evidence there to get him. Ja Morant is somebody who punched a kid. One of his next door neighbors, he punched a kid during one of these pickup basketball games in his own house, in his own backyard, punched a kid. Got into an altercation with his family at a Foot Locker. And so at what point in time do you just go, maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'm the issue. Maybe I need to chill the hell out. Ja Morant hasn't found that moment yet. Not yet. Because here he is. His coach was just fired in Taylor Jenkins. He has an opportunity, a new lease at life. A couple nights ago, Memphis Grizzlies are playing the Golden State Warriors. Ja Morant threw up a kind of a gun symbol, pointed at a guy, Buddy Hield, and gave him like two finger guns and pointed at him. I'm like, man, the NBA is going to find that man. This is the gun guy. They're going to find him. Why is he still? These are not real guns. They're only his fingers. But why are you acting like you got a gun? The NBA patted him on the back and said, listen, don't do it again. And you want to know what Ja Morant did last night after he was warned by the NBA? After the NBA decided not to fine him this time or suspend him? The Memphis Grizzlies last night played the Miami Heat. Early in the game, Ja Morant, after scoring a bucket, I want you to take a wild guess if you're not familiar. Take a guess at what Ja Morant did to celebrate. This man put up his fingers and pointed like they were guns. Come on. The NBA just told you to knock it off. The NBA just told you to stop. You can't celebrate. I don't know. You can't clap your hands and celebrate. You can't do a backflip. I don't know. You can't twirl around in a circle with your finger in the air. You can't find another celebration. You have to use guns. I mean, outside of Gilbert Arenas, you are the poster child in the NBA for guns. Thank God you didn't bring a gun in the locker room, as far as we know. And so the NBA just told you stop with the gun celebrations. They're giving you a warning. Your very first game last night, you utilize a gun celebration. And then you actually punctuate the game down in Miami by hitting a game winner. Yeah, Ja Morant actually hit a game winner. Memphis beat Miami 110 to 108. And Ja Morant, because he hit the game-winning shot, drove into the lane, stepped back, knocked down the two to win the game. He spoke to Taylor Rooks afterwards, okay? And he's on TNT. And, of course, he was asked about the game and how it ended. And let's just say Ja Morant had a little bit of a toot after winning. Listen to this.
Huge game winner. Take me through what you saw on that final possession.
A pigeon guard me. Don't get a bucket, win the game.
The way you're answering that and the energy we had in this game, this one felt personal. What was different about this one?
The crowd getting to booing me. They just woke me up for the second half, and I'm pretty sure they ain't happy going home now.
The home team lost. Why would they be happy leaving? Because you hit the game winner? I'm sure they're miserable. At the same time, Ja Morant continued on. This man said that he's always the villain. But excuse me. I mean, if I'm Lex Luthor and I'm, I don't know, starving kids at an orphanage, then I'm a villain, okay? If I'm the Joker and I'm just randomly beating people up on a train, then I might be the villain, okay? This is not Mother Teresa. Ja Morant isn't feeding the homeless before games. He's not, you know, curing cancer. He's not promoting world peace. He's not doing any of that. I mean, based on your actions, if people are going to look at you as a villain, then that's your fault. Come on, man. And Ja Morant, he's not a kid. He's still young, but he's not a kid. He's not a baby. He just needs to grow up. Ja Morant will be 26 years old in August. He's talked about having a daughter and having a family. And when are you going to grow up? And this is the part that kills me. The NBA today, after his latest, I'm going to put up my guns and shoot him, pow, pow. The NBA fined him $75,000. $1,000. Good, okay. Knowing how the NBA works, if he does it again, they're going to pop him for $100,000. Like, why do you want to be so brash and brazen and defiant against the NBA? Because they warned you? Like, you have no self-control whatsoever? You don't understand the magnitude of your actions? Like, what are we doing here? And this is the part that kills me. I find it pretty hilarious. I'm like, how dumb are so many people, okay? There are folks online who are going, well, other NBA players do the gun celebrations. Why don't we ban the other guy? Why don't we find the other guys? The other guys can do the gun celebrations. Listen, people. Life ain't fair. And there's a few things to keep in mind here. One, life is not fair. That's it. Just understand that. Two, you make your own bed. You got to lay down in it. And so, yeah, the NBA could take a wide brush and just paint everybody. Suspension, fine. No more gun celebrations. The NBA can annihilate it completely. The NBA doesn't want those problems. They don't want that attention. There'd be more attention on things, what they did, as opposed to Ja Morant doing any of this. Ja Morant is the one who had a gun in a strip club. I never seen another NBA player do that. Ja Morant is the guy who had the gun at the strip club and then put it on Instagram Live. Ja Morant is the guy who was then warned and apologized and had a meeting with the commissioner and then right afterwards went back on Instagram Live and kind of waved a gun in front of a camera and then was just like, afterwards, it's not a real gun. It was a lighter. Come on, man. Like, he thinks he's Teflon. He thinks he's stupid to me. That's what he looks like to me. The guy will never talk to me. I know that much. But the guy is stupid, if you ask me. Like, what are we doing? These are guns. I mean, you think about America. Like, we got a huge gun problem in America, unfortunately. Up to you what you feel about how to solve it and fix it and all this other stuff. But it's absolutely terrible. It's a fact. Now, we got this guy out here who just is gun everything in defiance of the NBA. Yeah, next time, I don't care if they suspend the dude. And so for people to defend him is kind of lost on me because his actions are stupid. The guy's a multimillionaire, okay? If he doesn't mind losing $50, $60, $70 million, I'm pretty sure his life is still good, then he just doesn't care. But he's being a jackass. Like, let's stop. Let's chill. Let's relax. He's not proving to me anything but how stupid he is. Waving around guns, brazenly taunting the NBA after being punished. I wouldn't mind if the NBA punished him again. Because what is he? Is he just automatically going to grow up? We've had about 2-3 years of incidents with Ja Morant. Well, there's a double standard here. How come he gets punished and nobody else gets punished? Because he's a dummy. He's over here taunting the commissioner in the league office. Like, stop, man. Well, maybe they should just let them ban gun celebrations. I wouldn't mind. I don't care. But to come to the defense of this guy, spare me. Ja Morant, grow up, man. Some people grow up and some people never do. I'm not a fan of this guy. Kids love him. Can't stand him. It lets me know I'm not a kid anymore. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are just getting warmed up. Of course, next hour, we're going to take a deep dive into the Final Four. We got it all set up, okay? We're going to talk some college basketball. We're going to get into some football and look into some of these prospects. Guys like Travis Hunter, not working out at Colorado. He's like, what do I need to work out for? We're going to talk college basketball with Deshaun Tate, covers all things NCAA. Looks like Baltimore, not the Ravens, but the city, has a beef with FanDuel and DraftKings. Alexander Ovechkin is 3 goals away from saying, Wayne Gretzky, this record is mine. We got a lot to do. You want to be a part of the show? You can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. A matter of fact, now that we got that negativity out the way with Ja Morant, let's talk about some positivity, because there's a college athlete who won a big-time award today And I think he may be winning something even bigger on Monday night. I will explain on the other side. Happy Friday to you. I'm getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to call me? You can. Here's the number. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Right before we went to break, we unfortunately talked about Ja Morant just fined $75,000 because he doesn't know how to just stop pointing fake guns at people. It's just like stop making gun motions with your fingers. And that's nuts. I'm pretty sure he'll do it again. But anyway, on to some positivity. Congratulations to Cooper Flagg for winning National Player of the Year. I got a call, like, I don't even know, maybe about a month ago. Somebody called up and they're like, hey, JR, who's winning National Player of the Year? Is it going to be Jani Broom? Is it going to be Cooper Flagg? And I'm just like, hey, bro, I think it's going to be Cooper Flagg. Like, I don't care what Auburn is doing. Like, Cooper Flagg is going to win. Like, he's a freshman. I know Jani Broom has been around for years now. What is this, like his fourth year in college? Fifth year, maybe? I don't want to be too much of a jerk. I'm going to have angry people from Auburn upset at me. But he's been around. People like hot, new, fresh things. Me personally, I don't care. I don't lose no sleep over who wins or who loses. But I thought just in regards to his impact and what he does on offense and defense and the fact that he should be a senior in high school right now. I thought that Cooper Flagg was ultimately going to win. I feel like we're a long ways off from the concern surrounding Cooper Flagg. Oh, is his ankle going to be good enough to play in a tournament? Listen. We haven't talked about that guy's ankle all tournament long. And let's be real. There was an expectation that Duke was going to start steamrolling through the competition and not just make it to the Final Four, but ultimately compete for a championship. And that's what they're on their way to right now. They beat Mount St. Mary's, smoked them 93-49. I fell asleep. They took on Baylor. They smashed them 89-66. I decided to sit down and do some work. Playing Arizona 100-93. Oh, a little bit closer, right? Just a little bit closer. That score isn't as indicative of what took place and how Duke handled them. Alabama, just this past Saturday, Elite Eight, they beat them 85-65. And here's the thing about Duke. That Cooper Flagg isn't out there going, I need to get buckets. I need to get buckets. I need to get mine before you get yours. He's doing everything. He's playing defense. He's blocking. He's passing. He's shooting. He's doing it all. He's going down low. He's popping jumpers. He's blocking shots. He's doing everything. And I think when you start thinking about the size, and Duke is a big team, and some of these scorers, it's just, I think they got Houston. I think they both play defense. Houston is the best defensive team, best defensive school here in the tournament. They like to knock down those threes. Duke is just big all around. You got that Knipple guy shooting. You got that giant Malak. How tall is that guy? Like 7'3"? They got some giants on that squad. I got Duke going to the championship game on Monday. David Lee spoke to us yesterday, and he pretty much said the same exact thing. So congratulations to Cooper Flagg winning National Player of the Year. And what do I think is next? National Championship. Unless there's a major upset either tomorrow or there's an upset on Monday, I think Duke is going to be your national champions. And someone who absolutely loves Cooper Flagg is his head coach. Head coach John Shire was having a chat ESPN Sports Center with Scott Van Pelt, and he couldn't say enough glowing things about Cooper Flagg. Listen.
Now he looks like the number one player in the draft, which we all thought he would be. What was the key to kind of unlocking what he is and allowing him to become comfortable on this stage?
Well, you know what, Scott, for me, I mean, I think he's always looked like the number one pick in the draft, even early in the year. And, you know, for him, I don't know if I prepared him well enough early in the season for some of the moments he'd be in. He has such a killer instinct, and part of his genius is the fact that he can win a game with scoring. rebounding, steals, blocks, you name it, whatever that game requires, he finds a way to come up with those plays to help us win.
Yeah, that guy, he does everything. He's an all-around basketball player. You gotta appreciate it. I think we see that it doesn't matter what level. Someone who can do a little bit of everything is going to go out there and have massive success. That's going to be the late game tomorrow. Houston versus Duke. That'll be the second game. And we get things kicked off tomorrow with Florida and Auburn. Yeah, you want to give me a call? You can do that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Milwaukee and talk to Marshall. Marshall, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Well, good evening, JR. It's been a little while. I hope you're doing great there.
I am excellent. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. You know, I still have some health issues, but they're stable for now. I have some checkups coming in the near future, but we're hopeful that everything's going to go well, and more important, my heart health is better. So beautiful. I appreciate everybody's prayers during the earlier this year and late last year, by the way.
You got it.
And I can't disagree with you at all. I mean, you know me, I'm a UNC alum, so it doesn't warm my cockles right now the way things are going. But, hey, you got to give credit where credit is due. I not only agree with you on Cooper Flagg, and I would give it to him right now. Johnny Broome to me is number two. But he's just, as you said, and as Coach Shire said, he can do everything. It's just incredible when you think that this guy could be a senior in high school right now. And what he can do, how he's matured, how he has just progressed in such a short period of time, and how big they are. And, of course, Tom Knippel is from here in Milwaukee. You know, he went to Wisconsin Lutheran, a little private school here in town.
Wow, okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in Milwaukee. And, of course, we have Seth Trimble from Menominee Falls, a town just a little west of me. And, you know, so ironically, there's Wisconsin ties in the rivalry on both sides right now, except Duke has gone much farther this year. But we hope to have Seth back next year, too, for his senior year. He's been a real trooper for the Heels. But I think Duke's going to win tomorrow. I think Houston's, as you said, a very good defensive team. Kelvin Sampson's done a wonderful job with that team and that program. Yeah. It's different from my days when it was five slam a jamma, but they put the defense so well and everything. But I think Duke's just got too much offense. What they did to Alabama was just incredible. I mean, that Alabama Houston, team that put up 113.
Houston would need Hakeem Olajuwon to show up in his prime in order to go out there and beat Duke. It's going to be a fun watch. This is what I want. I don't got no skin in the game. I just want good basketball games. I mean, over the years, we've had some matchups. We've had some championship games that end in buzzer beaters. I want a good game. I don't want to sit around on Saturday and turn the basketball on and just, well, I think Florida and Auburn, I think that'll be a close one. Duke and Houston, I think Duke has the opportunity. That could be a close one, too. But I really think that Duke, they have a propensity to potentially run away on that one. So
I think it could happen. I've got them winning by 9 or 10 points just right up front, and it could be more. I think Auburn, Florida will be like 3-4 points. I like Florida, but it's close. You know, Bruce Pearl coached at UWM here. I remember that about 20 years ago when he was young and up and coming. I would love to see Auburn get there. I think Florida's just playing really good. Clayton's just been incredible. And I think Duke-Florida could be a heck of a final. And we'll just see what happens.
That's what David Lee, me and David Lee, we both said it. David Lee and I, we said it yesterday. So we'll see. Well, thank you, Marshall.
He was a good player on the 2000 Florida team. I remember that guy well, and he had a very prolific NBA career, too.
He did. For a guy, you thought he was just a hustle guy. He ended up being a multiple-time All-Star, right? What a deal.
He was tremendous, and that was the young Billy Donovan, and, of course, Wisconsin and North Carolina got there as 8 seeds that year. That was a fun year, too, even though Wisconsin and Carolina got beat as expected in the semis, but that was a great tournament. 25 years ago, I know I'm old, but
Billy Donovan,
enjoy the basketball.
You too, Marshall. Thank you for calling from Milwaukee.
Thank you as always, Jr. Take care.
No problem. Yeah, Billy Donovan is suffering coaching the Chicago Bulls. What? This is crazy. Marco, why haven't they fired him yet? Like, they should put him out of his misery and just fire him.
You know, you say it, and it's almost the fact that you forget he's there because he's been there so long and they've done nothing.
Yeah, they've done absolutely when I turn the Bulls on, and why would I turn the Bulls on? Marco, I couldn't even tell you. Let me see. Marco, I think I've seen the Chicago Bulls play this year in person here in Atlanta. I think. I'm not even sure.
I've seen them on TV maybe a handful of times there.
I go, there's Billy Donovan. I go, what is he? Why is he there?
I don't know. Honestly, you say that, it's almost like you forget. Truly, how long has he been there? They've done nothing.
Let's take a guess. I want to say Billy Donovan has been head coach of the Chicago Bulls for the past, you want to say 6 or 7 years?
I'm going to go higher.
You think he's been there longer than 6 or 7 years?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God. Let's look it up right now.
I think he's pushing 10.
Let's see. Coaching record, NBA. Oh, my God. Yeah, well, Chicago, he started. So what has he been doing? 2020. And so 2020 in Chicago. So that's 5 years now. 1, 2, 3.
So 6 seasons. You were right. Okay.
This is his 5th year. And then he started in Oklahoma City in 2015. And he was there for 5 years. So all in, he's been 10 years. All in. 5 seasons in OKC. I don't remember nothing because Kevin Durant said no thank you.
Nope.
And then in Chicago, what the hell have they done in the past? I don't know.
Man.
Since Michael Jordan.
Two-time national championship, and he's had nondescript NBA coaching career.
Well, I was going to say the money is probably better in the NBA, but probably not at this point, right? He can go back to college and make some bank.
I guess, but he'd have to. It's totally different.
He'd deal with all that NIL crap.
Yeah, it's totally different now. Yeah. It's not about recruiting. It's not about. I mean, it's about money. It's about being able to raise money, as it is. Talking to recruits and their families and whatnot.
Well, look, he is 59 years old. He doesn't look it. God bless him.
Yeah.
He used to be one of the young guys.
He was like the youngest coach in the league. Yeah.
And now he's 60. He's about to be 60. He's turned 60 May 30th.
You know what? Now, I take it back. 60 years old. You want to go back to sitting on couches for 17-year-olds and trying to give them money with NIL?
Hell no.
Man, give me the pros.
Yeah, he's waiting on it.
Win shooter at 11:30.
Yeah, he doesn't have to talk to anybody. Yeah, he's going to retire soon and just be like, thanks, bye. What a life. You know what? Congratulations. Billy Donovan got his 2 national championship championships in Florida. What was that, 06 and 07?
Mm-hmm.
And now he can just, who the hell is he coaching? Kobe White?
You know, if you asked me, if you were going to say, can you name a bull, I can name Kobe White. Now you took him away. I don't think
Here we go. Let's go. Let's.
Well, Zach LaVine's gone, so I don't know.
Ball is there.
Oh, Lonzo's still there? Okay. Is he playing?
Right. Is he? I don't know. Is Vucevic still there? Right?
They didn't trade him. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they didn't trade him, right?
He used to be in Orlando. Now he's in Chicago. Can't move him. What did they get back for Zach LaVine? Something, right?
Probably.
Oh,
probably.
They got that young guy. He's like 7'2". Matas Bazulis?
If you say so.
Well,
that was in this year's draft.
Yeah. Here we go. Here's some Bulls that we know. Bazulis is a rookie. Kobe White, we know him because of his hair. Vucevic. They got Josh Giddey, hit that half-court shot the other day.
Giddey from OKC. I think that was part of the trade with LaVine, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. They got Patrick Williams from Florida State, Tallahassee.
Mm.
Lonzo Ball. Ayo Dosunmu. I remember him from Illinois. Kevin Huerter is on that team. Okay, wow.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, now we've really gone into the, I'm like.
Former Hawk, right? Okay.
Yeah, Hawk Sacramento. I guess he got traded in the trade, too. Wow. And these other guys, I don't know who the hell he's got.
All that to fight for the play-in.
they're not playing eligible, are they?
I mean, no, I think they're done now. But I'm saying that's when you start the season, you go, hey, we could fight for that 10 seed. That's not where you want to be.
Oh, man. Derrick Rose fell apart, and it was curtains for them. And then it is going to be bad because Jerry Reinsdorf ain't selling the Bulls. And then, you know, he's up there in age, so they might have multiple years of suffering ahead of them.
Well, it's only been 25.
Oh, ouch. Okay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. And speaking of college players and NIL and what have you, there's a player. He's like, I'm done with college. I'm about to make money in the pros. I'm not even going to work out for the pros. They're just going to draft me anyway. I'm going to tell you which athlete from Colorado this is. We're going to get into an athlete that retired. His name is Julio. And matter of fact, I'm going to leave the news to the man you just heard. Here he is with a news flash.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, JR, you always be saying keeping it moving. So I'm going to let you know something you're not aware of, man. The energy you bring to your show, bro, you always sound like you're ready to return a kick, man. Is there any truth in that?
Well, listen, I'm quite the athlete. I could bust some ass out here.
Here's JR.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, my athletic days are over. I walk to the gym, I do a couple things, and I leave. I'm not Travis Hunter, okay? I'm not playing offense, I'm not playing defense, I'm not playing nothing. I play the couch. I do a good job. Sit down, get up. Sit down, get up. I'm not running if I don't have to. I'm not chasing if I don't have to. I ain't catching nothing. I'm not pivoting. I'm not turning. I know my role. You see on the microphone. I can't get hurt doing this. I think. Anyway, hey, shout outs to that guy at the Atlanta Hawks game a couple days ago. The poor guy was playing one of these halftime games, you know, timeout games. And here in Atlanta, they got this game. It's like tic-tac-toe. You put the giant tic-tac-toe thing in the middle of the court. You got two guys. You got to make a layup, and then you get to come back and move your piece. And so they started the game. You got two dudes. They say go. Two guys are jetting to opposite ends of the court to make a layup so they can come back and get a piece. Before any of these guys could even get a layup in, the first guy, well, one guy went up and tore his entire ACL. He didn't even get the ball up for the layup. He tore his ACL. They had to delay the game to put him on a stretcher. Yeah. Game was delayed. The man went up, tore his ACL. If that's not a message from God that you probably shouldn't be out there on a basketball court, well, what else do you need? Tore his ACL on national TV, was the butt of jokes all online on the internet. It's terrible. Good luck to that guy. Also not an athlete. Me, I'm smart enough to not even try. I don't need no problems. Anyway, speaking of a spectacular athlete, today, Colorado had its own showcase. It had its pro day. You want to know somebody that did not participate? Travis Hunter. There was no Travis Hunter today. He wasn't expected to participate at all. How tall is he? We don't know. How much does he weigh? We don't know. How fast is he? We have no idea. Travis Hunter, he didn't participate at the combine. He's not working out here in Colorado. And why would he? Like, this man is a once-in-a-lifetime prospect, a guy who can play offense, a guy who can play defense. And what he did do today, he ran out there and ran routes for Shedeur Sanders. That's it. Nothing else. You don't need to see me do anything else. And we know what he does. This man just won the Heisman. He plays offense. He plays defense. He doesn't take a break. And how about this? Deion Sanders, he spoke recently with Skip Bayless, and he basically said, listen, as he goes into the NFL, there should be a full expectation from whoever's coaching him that he's ready for this. He's not going to get tired. Don't waste his talents. Listen to this.
You know, we rested him. We had a tremendous plan. We practiced with the guys that didn't play 70% on Sundays, but he always played that. So he didn't practice on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. So he came back to work on Wednesday, well rested. So in the pros, they don't go at it like they used to go at it once upon a time, you know? Mm-hmm. This Shador blowing me up right now. So they don't do that. So he's going to be okay. He's going to be better than okay. It's just going to be a fool to have him on the sideline and your secondary is getting bombarded and he's over there. Or a fool that has him on the sideline and you can't move the ball and he's sitting over there right next to the coach. That don't make any sense to me.
Well, let's also be honest. Is he physically built for the NFL right now? He's automatically just going to jump from A to B? Like, you gotta slow down. This man, there's steps, there's levels. He needs a slow integration before he's out there playing full-time offense and defense. This man would be split in half. Let's see, he's already had little knick-knacks injuries and what have you already at the college level. Look, Travis Hunter is going to be great. He's expected to be no lower than third. We have to see how things kind of shake out between the quarterbacks and maybe Abdul Carter fitting in somewhere before you get to a Travis Hunter. He's going to get drafted top five. And whatever team drafts him, they are going to utilize him on offense and defense. It just can't be every single play. I don't think anybody's built for that at the NFL level. Let's see if he decides to be one of these Shohei Ohtani type freaks. I don't expect it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Travis Hunter, his career is starting. I'm going to tell you about a wide receiver whose career is ending. On the other side, it's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.